Mike Trout is popular everywhere he goes, and he and Angels teammate C.J. Cron would make it a long Sunday afternoon for Tommy Malone and the Mets.
Malone delivers a breaking ball. Cron hammers it to deep left field, and that is gone. Big fly for C.J. Cron.
Four of them on that swing for C.J. Cron, his first home run of the season, and it's a big one, a grand slam.
Travel bat with a man on him. That is driven out to deep right center field. Granderson moving back on it at the track. Gone! Big fly for Mike Trout, his 14th of the season and his first against a left-hander. 7-0 Halos. Base is clear for Marte. Marte launches one out the left. Conforto's back. That is gone. Back-to-back jacks for the Halos. 8-0.
Sixth inning with the Angels up 9-2. Here's the next delivery. This is hit well into right center field. It's carrying deep and it's gone. It's 9-5 Angels.
1-1. That's driven out the deep left field toward the corner. This one's got a chance. That is gone. Big fly for Angleton Simmons.
Simmons drills his fourth homer of the year and the Angels slug their way to a 12-5 win. Jesse Chavez records his first road victory of the season and Mike Trout has 6 homers and 13 RBIs over his last 9 games. The Angels' offense erupts on Sunday, and manager Mike Socha had very little to worry about after the first inning.
Not usually don't happen like that, but early runs were big and, helped us to at least pitch with a little margin of error, which we needed because Jesse was, he was a little sick this week, and I don't know if he lost a little stamina, but those guys, when they got a pitch to hit, they hit it. Good thing we jumped out early and helped us to hold the lead.
Nice to see CJ finally get one.
Yeah, Crony for sure, somebody that's trying to find his stroke, and it's obviously a big hit in the first inning, big at bat for Marte, also drawing a walk and setting the table.
Is this what you're talking about when you're saying there's a void? Or not avoid, depending on whether guys around Al, Albert, and Mike are hitting well?
Anytime Albert's hitting, there's going to be a void. How big it is sensitive to how the guys are swinging the bat. We have some guys that have been struggling a little bit with the plate, and Jeffrey Marte and C.J. Cron, and today had good days, so, that helps to minimize some of the loss of Albert, but... it's just trying to get as deep as we can, and we know once Cole gets back in his groove and some of the other guys we're talking about, when we put Albert back in there, our lineup hopefully will be deep.
Did he hit or anything today? Mm-hmm. Cage? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you expect him to be back in there tomorrow?
We're just going day to day, but he felt good this afternoon and worked out a little bit, so we'll see tomorrow.
Just how big was Andrelton Sommer, especially taking the wind out of their sails after Bruce's run?
It's huge. It gets us back, gets a lot of breathing room from when those guys have come back to where Grand Slam ties the game. They got some momentum back with 3 runs and 6, and we turned around and put it right back on them and finished the game off. So that was a big hit, especially with 2 outs, and especially after, Espy had stolen the base and then come off the bag. That was a tough break, and it's a big hit.
Do you kind of feel like the offense is starting to hit its stride? Despite the last 2 games, you guys only scored a total of 5 runs, but before that, you guys hit well against the White Sox. Do you feel like the offense is kind of starting to come together a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's moving forward. We're at a part of the season where guys that have been getting at bats. You would hope if they're not productive by now, would be productive. Getting on past a quarter pole, so you're hopefully guys are getting into their game, and if they can, it's going to not always end up like a game like this afternoon, but we're going to consistently beat that drum and pressure teams and get a consistent offense going.
Mike Trout is putting together another potential MVP season. He goes 2-for-3 with the home run and 2 runs scored on Sunday. He's batting .350 for the year.
Huge home run by Cron. Good at bats, get us there. And 1-9 today came out big. There are so many fans, so many kids especially, looking forward to watching you play here in Citi Field. How was the experience compared to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, it's the same. It's a lot of friends, a lot of family. Good to see a lot of faces you don't see in a few months, but came out and got the win today.
Let's talk about the talk about walking you perhaps last night. I think you heard about it, right?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Okay, so how surprised were you that it happened early today with the base open then the first inning?
You know, it was on my mind, but I want to hit, obviously. But yeah, I just got to pass it on, and you know, hope the guy Marte behind me hits me.
Is there a noticeable difference for you when Albert is not in the lineup?
You know, I like to hit and you know, hit some fastballs. I was getting a lot of pitches, you know, a lot of off-season pitches, you know, mixing it up. And yeah, I can definitely see a difference, but yeah, I'm up there to hit.
On Monday, the Angels will pay a visit to the Rays at Tropicana Field. J.C. Ramirez will start the opener.